From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Danielle Hogarty. Republican lawmakers are bullish about enacting a policy agenda laid out yesterday in Governor Eric Greitens' State of the State address. Greitens' speech included support for longstanding GOP priorities such as restricting lawsuits and overhauling labor laws. He also backed cutting the state's tax credits and barring lobbyist gifts. Republican State Representative Scott Fitzpatrick of Shell Knob says he was heartened that Greitens wants to enact policies that Democratic Governor Jay Nixon blocked.
It was a breath of fresh air to me. I'll be honest, I didn't know what to expect. It wasn't like a campaign speech. I felt like it was, heavy on specifics and policy ideas, and that made me happy.
Democrats criticized Greitens for not releasing his budget alongside the State of the State speech. State Senator Gina Walsh of North St. Louis County offered the Democratic response to Governor Greitens' speech.
Right to work simply means forcing folks to work for less. Less money, less health coverage, and less opportunity for workers and their families.
Under right to work, unions and employers would be barred from requiring all workers in a bargaining unit to pay dues or fees. Supporters, including the governor, say the law would help Missouri's economy. Missouri Governor Eric Greitens spent his first State of the State address preaching to the Republican choir of lawmakers last night. St. Louis Public Radio's Marshall Griffin has details.
Greitens called on lawmakers to reduce regulations on small business owners. He cited two sisters who are suing the state because they want to start a hair braiding business without having to become licensed cosmetologists. Greitens called the requirement frivolous.
Missouri's government mandates 1,500 hours of expensive training for a hair braiding license. That's 30 hours per week of training for almost a full year to braid hair.
Greitens also urged lawmakers to pass right-to-work legislation and to reform Missouri's system of tax breaks, which he says favors lobbyists and political insiders. In Jefferson City, I'm Marshall Griffin, St. Louis Public Radio.
The Missouri Supreme Court is ordering Kansas City to put a proposed minimum wage hike to $15 an hour on the ballot. Supreme Court judges ruled yesterday that a vote is needed before judges can decide if a wage increase is lawful. A group of citizens had collected enough signatures to force a vote on minimum wage in 2015, but the vote was scheduled to take place after the enactment of a new state law prohibiting higher local minimum wages from the state's minimum wage. Kansas City argued it shouldn't be forced to spend money on an election for an issue banned by state law. Supreme Court judges say the issue must go before voters before it can be challenged in court. I'm Danielle Hogarty, KBIA News, Columbia.